As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
All right, welcome into The Growler, the big, exciting new venture I've been teasing for a few weeks now. So the pod is moving away from The Athletic and becoming my own independent network. It's like the bigger, stronger offspring of Hear That Podcast Growling. Similar uniform, but like moving from Dalton and Green to Burrow, Chase, and Higgins. For your sake, it's what you're used to. You know it. You expect it. You need it for your Bengals fix. You send local media personalities singing songs to it. For the record, I'm not leaving The Athletic, not in the least. No, I'm still doing all my writing there and covering the team in the same all-encompassing manner. I'm just taking the pod off on my own. So it's not changing as much as it's just relocating and growing it sort of in a way we couldn't before. That's where you come in. This is easy. The old HTPG feed is no more. Wasn't able to keep that. So just click on the link in the show notes and you can subscribe on your podcast platform, same as you did before. iTunes, Spotify, all that. You know where to find it, where you listen. Also, we'll be back on YouTube again, so you can just search The Growler there. Apologies to those that have to look at my face and see how many times I knock over my coffee talking with my hands. Even easier, though, just go to thegrowlerpodcast.com and the links to all the places to subscribe are there, shows are there, everything's there. So if you've already done it and are listening or watching in our new spot, congratulations. I always believed in you. All right, now the fun part. Let me reveal to you what we're doing. So three shows a week. On Monday, Balds Don't Lie. Me, the Estonian Nightmare, Dave Ninemitz, ESPN 1530's Mo Egger. You know this. We've been doing it. We're all still bald. You might know it for such takes as, why is no one talking about alien bits? How many 90s movie references can we make in one show? Usher hates Dave. But mostly we'll keep bringing you all the Bengals news and the philosophical discussion that your heart's desires. This is the show we've been doing. It's going to keep rolling. Just like you know it. Wednesdays. Together again. Man. Together again. The beauty about my podcast not being under The Athletic anymore is that mom and dad can get back together. Yeah, that's right. Myself, Jay Morrison, now Pro Football Network, are back doing a show together. Stepdad Dave's still around, picks you up from school once a week. He's got jokes. Maybe gives you $20 for your birthday and a card. But Jay is back in our lives again. All our inside info, weekly interviews, Jay's got stats, tales of sneaking into the first row of an anthrax show at the Hamilton Fairgrounds, Bengals growler bets that come so close, all of it. Really, it's the Beat Writer show. This is the one where you get the two of us going into our notebooks, talking through the team again. Love it. So pumped to be back with Jay. Plus, once season comes around, the walkout with Jay and I is back. No more sad live rooms. in the post game, where you shift from digesting a loss to the sound making you genuinely concerned that I had a stroke. All that's gone. Me and Jay back together again. So pumped for this. All right, Friday. Every Friday. Here's the one I'm really excited about. Because by the time we get to the end of the week, we've written and talked about most everything, and you're just ready to kick back. You're going to be unproductive at work, and then you're going to sneak out early for a happy hour. I've seen it 1,000 times. But I wanted to lead into that, and I wanted to put the show in your hands. Thus, the invention of Houday Light. So I reached out to Mark Shalafoe. If you don't know him, you should. He used to work in sports around here. He was a producer for Mo way back in the day. But now he's local, but he's a nationally touring comedian. He's a father to daughters like myself. He's worked with Sirius, Fox, Pandora, The Dad, all over. Most importantly, though, when we get together, we just make each other laugh. And so I'm pretty sure we're going to do the same for you. And we're going to take your Bengals questions every week, and we're going to talk them out. We'll dig through the comment sections, and we'll see where you take us there. I could explain more, but there's already an episode up. You can meet Mark. We go through your post-combine questions that everybody sent in there, and we'll go. Going to be great. So there it is. 3 Bengals shows, all focused on the team, what we're hearing, the inside info that you expect. But I think different kind of unique vibes, on top of the fact that every one of these people are just a blast to talk Bengals with. So I'm really excited about the variety and the different perspectives of the conversation. Plus, our friends, the Bengal Boys, cut some new intro music. We got that. We got a slew of new logos. Things are happening. The wheels are in motion. Can't stress this enough. We're just getting started. The offseason's about to heat up. We'll be here with you 3 times a week. And by the time we hit next season, the ideas are only going to get bigger. So for me, I'm viewing this as being done with renting and kind of buying a new house. We're investing in ourselves in a way that's going to allow us to do things that we've always wanted to do, but never kind of had the right setup for it. So we're putting our own time, energy, money into anything that we'll call it the artist formerly known as HTPG. Was into a podcast like The Growler that's hopefully it's more informative, entertaining, and makes your Bengals fandom experience all that more enjoyable. If you want to join for the ride with us as a partner, if you're interested in live shows or really anything, just drop me a line, pdaner@theathletic.com. You know where to find me. All that stuff is still the same. I can't wait to get started. In fact, as I mentioned, we already did. There's episodes in the feed now. So franchise tag deadline's Tuesday. We're rolling. Go now, switch over, subscribe to The Growler, iTunes, Spotify, watch us on YouTube, all the platforms. And again, any of that sounds too complicated, just head over to thegrowlerpodcast.com and you can find the links to subscribe there. So excited about this. Have a good one, everybody.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.